The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. In the parable of the sower that you read about in Matthew chapter 13, Christ spoke of those who became rooted and grounded in truth and endured to the end. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 23, notice what he had to say about those that would hold on, those that would endure, those who would bear fruit. But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces, some a hundredfold, some 60, some 30. Yes, they became rooted and grounded in Christ. They drank in the nourishment and grew. They loved the food that God fed them on. They wanted all they could get. Christ spoke of them also in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. And I quote Matthew 5, verse 6. He said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." Yes, indeed, my friend, and if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, that means that you are becoming converted and you want to be like God, because God is a righteous God. God is a holy God. The gospel of Jesus Christ is not popular. This world doesn't want to hear it, neither does Satan. Satan is working to squash it, and he began that in the Garden of Eden. The true church of God is working to proclaim it by the Spirit and the power of God. And the true church is working to become like God the Father and Jesus Christ. God said something very important 2,500 years ago in the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 6. Notice what God had to say here. And he said this when Zerubbabel had returned from the Babylonian captivity and had led the first contingent to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple of God. So he answered and said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts." The temple of God was built by the Spirit of God. Now mankind was there working on it, but the Spirit of God was leading, directing, inspiring, and making sure that things went right, and gave the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding to the physical people that were working on it as how to do it. Well, we can bear fruit on a human level. That are good deeds are good traits in human beings. This world still does that to a great degree. But Satan is working to take that away from man, and one way he does that is by making a pressurized society, a very busy society, and lack of funds. Making you so busy that you don't have time to obey your Maker, that you don't have time to study His Word, and by the pleasure that the world offers you. Man rushes to the aid in the times of disastrous events. No matter what the cause, on a human level, that is the good deeds in mankind. That is the good traits or the good deeds in that tree of life that God told Adam and Eve not to partake of, because God knew that the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was exactly that, and that the evil would override finally the good traits in man and turn man to total, completely evil. They did that in pre-flood times. Also, for many years, yes, they rushed to the aid of others and tried to help others. But as I brought out last week, even that good trait in man was lost at least 120 years before the flood. At least man had lost the care and the love and the concern for everyone, perhaps except his immediate family, and may have even lost most of that by the time that the flood came. According to the Bible and history, which tell us that it was a very wicked society in Noah's day, and the same in Lot's day. Yes, that's the way it was. Is our world much better today, my friends? Every day when you turn the news on, you look at the internet, you read the newspaper, you wonder where the last shooting was, where the last killing spree was in our nation or around this earth. What has happened to America? What has happened to this world? Satan knows God has a plan to save. Satan counteracts God's plan to save with his plan to destroy. He paints his plan up and makes it look good and sound good, makes it look a lot easier and more desirable to obtain. He began that in the Garden of Eden. His plan of rebelling against God, do it your way, follow the crowd. They, the vast majority, can't be wrong. Look at all they can do. Yes, the pleasure they have in sin and all they can do in their religious practices. All they have pleasure in. Look at how they beautify Easter, Christmas, Halloween. Look at all the fun things kids can be a part of. Isn't Christmas a time of giving? What's wrong with that? Well, my friend, I can tell you what's wrong with that. It's because it's pagan. It's a counterfeit God that has instituted that, and man has followed that. Don't they send you to heaven when you die? Now, this is Satan's religion, my friend. Well, why would you want to be buried and know nothing, not know a thing, until the first or the second resurrection? As God says, that's what happens when you die. He says the dead knows nothing, and he says we won't know anything until we're resurrected. But pagan religion teaches that you go to heaven when you die, and you look down on these poor souls and wishing they could all be up there with you. Besides, Satan has the world thinking, I want to do it my way. I think my way is right. Well, isn't that what God said in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12? And he repeated that in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 25 and other places in God's Word. This is the eighth program I have given on the topic of a counterfeit religion and a false God, counteracting God's true Word, and by his, Satan's plan to destroy everything that God stands for, and even God himself, and Jesus Christ shortly after he was born. By his, Satan's plan to destroy everything that God stands for, and did succeed in having Christ crucified at 8:33, trying to put a stop to the true word and plan of salvation. But in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus Christ said this, that on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall never prevail against it. Satan has been trying to destroy the church of God because he knows the true church of God teaches the true word of God and the plan of salvation. God's church is forever. His plan of salvation is forever. And he is giving the church, the body of Christ, an opportunity to be forever. I hope we see, hear, and understand the true God and his plan of salvation and his word. After these eight broadcasts on true and pure religion and about the counterfeit plan of salvation and the false God of the earth and how he has set himself up to appear as an angel of light, just as you can read in Paul's writings, through his counterfeit religion and by his ministers and his congregation pushing his agenda. God said, don't be ignorant of Satan's devices. We won't be if we obey the truth, if we obey the true God, cleaving to God by doing our homework of studying God's word to find the truth. God said in Isaiah 59 and many other places in his word that truth has fallen in the street, meaning the world just tramples on God's word. Care less about the truth, God's word. Ignore it. God's word is the only truth that we have. Let me ask you, where could you find truth outside God's word? Maybe you should think about that statement. Satan has his plan of destruction. He has set himself up as a false god of mankind. He did that in the Garden of Eden when he deceived Eve to obey him. Adam, although not deceived, was willing to obey Satan, following the crowd, his wife and Satan. This world as a whole has done the same to this very day. Only a few through the ages have been willing to break away and follow the true God. We don't care what man thinks about us or says about us or against us. We know it pays to obey the truth, and we know that we know the truth and that we're teaching the truth and that we're living the truth and the pure word of God. Notice what Paul had to say about the end time, and whether you want to admit it or snarl your nose at it, that doesn't change God's word. And it seems that this world has, ever since Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, snarled their nose at what God has said. That won't change God's word, the truth. We are in the last days of man's days and Satan's rule of the earth. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning in verse 1, Paul was inspired to pen this by Jesus Christ himself. This world and our nation, America, will not repent and turn wholeheartedly to God. But God has commanded his church to preach the gospel, the truth, the word of God, and to preach and to publish a warning and a repentance message to his chosen people, and America is one of them, and around the world as a witness unto all nations. So we can't say, I didn't know. God's church has been willing to stand alone in our communities to obey our God, to obey our God-given command and our commission. Will you listen? God and his church hopes you will. Notice what God had to say in 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Paul was writing to Timothy here, and he was inspired to charge Timothy, and it means for everyone else. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. That's something that you might ought to think about, my friend. You're going to be judged one of these days, and you're going to be judged according to your works. It says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Yes, don't water it down, preach the truth. Convince, rebuke, exhort, all with long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. My friends, we're in that time. We are in the last days now. And whether you believe it or not, or want to believe it, or want to admit it, it will happen. We are in the last days. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, yes, wanting to hear smooth things, as these big TV evangelists and others preach, trying to get a following, wanting prestige, wanting honor, and wanting your money. They will heap up for themselves teachers. Yes, they like to hear it. God mentioned that in the Old Testament as well. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables, be turned aside to Satan and his ways. Well, my friends, we have reached that point. That is exactly what is happening in America and around the world today. We don't want to hear the truth. Very few are willing to listen to the truth. Well, as I said, God the Father and Jesus Christ and the Church of God hope you will listen, hope you will hear, hope you will understand. And you can if you will repent and turn to God with all of your heart. We have a couple of booklets that you should request. Devil, you say. Booklet number 1. Devil, you say. You need to know more about Satan, what he's up to, what he's doing, and what he will continue to do. And the seed of Satan, the seed that he has sown, beginning in the Garden of Eden. You need to know that, my friend. All you need to do to receive these booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com, or order online, www.thewayitoughtobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughtobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.